تبين أن الإمام سبقني إلى المسجد وجرى الخبر المبذور، فوالله ما بلغت باب المسجد حتى استبقت أبواب المسجد، وإذا بصوت يقول: تهدمت والله أركان الهدى، تهدمت والله أركان الهدى، وانفصمت الغروة الوثقى، وانطمست أعلام الهدى، قتل علي المرتضى، قتل أتقى الأتقياء، قتله أشقى الأشقياء. While we know that when Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen was doing his sajda, when he was raising his head from the sajda, it was here Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim al-La'in, he hit our Imam alayhi salam on his head, and the heat was so strong that Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen fell on the ground. It was here Amir al-Mu'mineen said, Fuztu wa Rabbi al-Ka'bah, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have attained success as my Mawla Rasulullah told me. It was here the blood was pouring from the head of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen. His children came, they took Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen. They took him home. His daughters, Zainab, started crying. The family members were crying. The ladies of Bani Hashim and the ladies of Kufa started crying. It was here, it was heard that it is now the pillars of Urwatul Wuthqa have been broken, and that is by the death of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen. The second day, Imam Amirul Mu'mineen is with his family. He can't fast because he is been injured until the day like today, when Imam Amirul Mu'mineen after has been seen by the doctor, and the doctor say, you can leave. It was here Imam Amirul Mu'mineen started giving his wasiyah to his children Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn alayhi salam. When he finished that, the sweat was seen on the face of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, and it was here Imam Hassan and Hussein were asking, oh beloved father, oh Ali ibn Abi Talib, we see the sweat on the face. Why do we see this sweat on your face, ya Abata? Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen said, if you can see the signs of Sakratil Maut, it is a difficult moment for each one and everyone when he passes through this process. It was here Amir al-Mu'mineen said, please face me towards Qibla. Let me face towards Al-Ka'ba. Which Al-Ka'ba, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? This Ka'ba is the one which you are born in. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen says, face me towards Al-Qibla, Al-Ka'ba. And it was here he was listened to say repeatedly, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. There's no God worthy of worship except Allah. And he started saying, Rifqan bi ya malaikata rabbi, O angels of my Lord, I ask you to be lenient to me. At that moment they started taking his soul away, and all of a sudden he stretched his hands and legs and he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wa sayalamu alladhina zalamu ayyamun qalbin yanqalibun wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We ask Allah, ya Allah, resurrect us with Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ya Allah, have mercy on our souls when our souls will be taken by the angel of death. Ya Allah, on that particular difficult moment, we ask you to give us shafa'ah of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Ya Allah, our sins are too much because of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen and Rasulullah. We ask you, ya Allah, to forgive our sins. Accept our du'as. Ya Allah, al-Muhtajin, accept their du'as. Those who are not feeling well, cure them bi shafa'ati amir al-mu'minin ya Allah. Our children, ya Allah, protect them. Those who are in need of having children and they have difficulties, ya Allah, bestow them. Obedient children bi barakati Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Rahimallah man qara al-Fatiha ma'as-salawat.